Well, hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I really need your calls. Why? Because it's our very important, very active prayer show today. Whom or what are you praying for on the first day of May, the month of Mary, the feast of St. Joseph the Worker? Oh, what a beautiful time to storm heaven. So if you have prayer intentions, prayer requests, you don't have to be Catholic to call in, please join the conversation and pick up that phone and call Matt Gabinski. And here is the number. Whom or what are you praying for? Let's hit the ground running and let's really make the most of this 1 hour we get to spend with one another. 833-288-3986 is the number to call. If you have something you want us to pray for, we'd love to do that together as the body of Christ, especially in the month of May, because this is the month of Mary, like I said at the beginning of the show. So at the end of the show, I will say the Memorare, which is a beautiful prayer, a very powerful prayer. And then you guys got to keep going, okay? With adoration, with Mass, with the rosaries, with the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Any which way you can storm heaven, keep storming heaven, because the Take Two family needs those prayers answered. And we are a praying body. We are the mystical body of Christ. It's important that we participate on a regular basis. And that's how we do it right now on this first day of May. Whom or what are you praying for on the feast of St. Joseph the Worker? I love it. I'm going to keep saying it over and over again. In fact, the whole month, I love the month of May. Absolutely love it. It's just amazing. And I love just focusing on Our Lady. Very important, very powerful. You can also text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for a response, then text your first name and then your prayer intention. And we will get that that way as well. And message and data rates may apply. So keep that in mind. Or you can go on YouTube and Facebook. You guys already are going on there. I know on the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, we have got the whole list of prayer intentions already that you sent in late last night. So I've got them all logged in the book already. Okay, so please know that. So, and I'll be mentioning some of those requests during the show. Also, YouTube and Facebook, you can send it in there. Send it by email. Also, take2@ewtn.com. And Charles Beery, our wonderful producer, will grab them and put them on the show document, and I'll get them in the prayer book. We also have a virtual prayer wall going 24/7 at take2show.com. So keep that in mind. If your prayer intentions are not voiced today, don't worry. I've got them in the book. We are praying. So just know that. God knows those prayers, but make sure we get them somehow in the book. And if you want to leave first names of folks that you're praying for, we do like to pray specifically. So if you feel comfortable, leave their first name. If you don't, again, God knows who they are. So don't worry about that. Be at peace. But today's show on the first day of May, the month of Mary, whom or what are you praying for? Fill those last phone lines. Let's go, you guys. And also, if you have any praise reports, please call them in. Because we need to thank God and we need to really spread that news all around the world that God is in the miracle business and God is answering prayers, and it builds confidence in God. And that's a very important aspect of the whole prayer routine. Okay, so please, if you have any praise reports or if it's looking like you're getting some forward movement and it's heading towards something that is really going to have a wonderful outcome, share that as well. Whatever works for you, please call in now because Matt Gabinski is waiting to answer your call. 833-288-3986. 833-288-3986. And I noticed that some folks are calling in and you're either leaving your prayer intentions or you're dropping off. That's fine if you want to do that. But if you can stay on, I can bring you on air. And I do need your company today. So please help me out and stay on the line and or call back. 833-288-3986. Okay, so I shared all the ways that you can send in your prayer intentions and prayer requests. That's great on the whom or what are you praying for. Again, I just wanted to say this because we have a lot of new listeners. If you're brand new to Take Two, okay, we are a very safe wonderful, welcoming platform. I can assure you of that. Matt Gubinsky is fantastic to talk to. So please call up and share, and you can talk to Matt. He'll put you, you know, in a wonderful, peaceful mood, and you'll wait, you'll hold on online. You'll get to listen live, and then you'll slip right into the discussion. And I kind of think I'm pretty friendly. I mean, that's what people tell me. I don't know. I'll ask the show team. Matt, Michael, Charles, am I friendly? If I'm friendly, then if you say yes, then I'll, oh yeah. Okay. See, Charles Beery said, I agree. I'm friendly. Okay. So he agrees, and that's, but he's our producer. So he kind of has to say that. But anyway, no, Charles says, that we're friendly. So please, oh, there goes the last phone lines, and we do have a waiting area. So get your call in. You can wait on like the on deck, you know, kind of circle to get onto the main screen. So, keep calling. That's the bottom line. 1-833-288-3986. I love the way the Take Two family just fills up the phone lines like in the first 6 minutes. You guys are so cool. You really are. I mean, it's nice. I've been on other shows. I have to tell you, I've been on other shows and you kind of wait and wait for a couple calls to come in. But the Take Two family, just like, you guys hit the ground running and you just fill up the phone lines and you're just taking on your prayer life. I love that. Taking ownership of your faith life. I think it's wonderful. Don't have to be Catholic to call in. So brand new listeners, if you're not Catholic, we believe in the power of prayer. We are a family. We feel like we're a family, the Take Two family. And we'd like you to join the family by calling in 833-288-3986. Okay, so I put the show team under pressure having to answer the question if I'm friendly or not. So I probably should acknowledge what a great job they're doing. Matt Gubinsky on phones, he's fabulous. Charles Beery, our producer, he's amazing. And Michael McCall on social media, he is so fast and efficient. It is incredible. So everybody's in place and we just wait for you at 833-288-3986. Okay, so coming up, we're going to have Joyce and the others. We're getting the names on the board. So Joyce is up first. Way to go, Joyce, coming in strong from Mansfield, Ohio. I love that. So Joyce will be up first on the other side of the break. This is our Whom or What Are You Praying For show today on the first day of May, the month of Mary, the St. Joseph the Worker feast day. I love it. Please join us. This is our Whom or What Are You Praying For show today on the first day of May here at Take Two, and we need you to call in. I'll give you the number, and then we'll head on to the calls with Joyce being first up, 833-288-3986. But before we get to Joyce, there's always important announcements that EWTN has to share with all of us, so to keep us up to speed and up to date, and so we can stay current with everything. So check out the gold leaf vase, Madonna and Child, now available on EWTN RC. EWTN RC catalog has gorgeous and unique gold leaf vases, perfect for or vases, however you say, perfect for Mother's Day. These 6-inch high vases are hand gilded, using 14 karat gold leafing. That is so cool. It uses 14 karat gold leafing. And the styles available are the Miraculous Metal, Our Lady of Fatima, Madonna and Child, the Visitation, Mary and Elizabeth, the Holy Family, and Saint Therese. Fill them with your mother's favorite flowers for a gift she will cherish. Remember, Mother's Day is this month. Available now at EWTNRC.com. Free standard shipping. Online orders of $75 or more. Standard shipping is for the continental U.S. only. Use code FREE at checkout. You know what? Those vases, I think, would be beautiful. And to have it be a spiritual one, you know, you can have those blessed. They could become sacramentals. So I think that would be wonderful for Mother's Day. What a beautiful gift to give. And it's 14 karat gold leafing. Wow. Doesn't get any better than that. Okay. We're going to head to the phones. This is a Whom or What Are You Praying For show. And I've got the prayer book out. I'm ready to go. The show team's ready to go. And we'll go to Joyce first in Mansfield, Ohio, on our friends at Annunciation Radio. Hi, Joyce. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
I would like to ask for prayers for my adult son, Michael. He was stricken with long COVID about 2.5 years ago.
That's okay. No, you go
internally,
right
ahead. Internally, he has healed well, but he's lost all of his physical abilities. Mm-hmm. So I ask for some strength in his limbs.
Sure. Sure.
He continues to show a little bit of progress, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's slow and agonizing. And he's kept a good attitude, and his faith is with him. Mm-hmm. But we just ask for prayers.
Okay. You got it. And prayers for you as well, because it's obviously hitting you very deeply in your heart. And I'm sure it's just, it's just, the pain is so great. But Joyce, let me ask you a couple questions. I'm sure you've done this already. You're in, Mansfield, Ohio. Have you gone to Canton, Ohio, Rhoda Wise's house?
No, we have not. It's on our list.
Okay. Yeah. You need to,
we
you
love
need to,
the mother and Jocka.
Good, good. Okay. Joyce, you need to get there. Please get there. Okay. Make the plans, make an urgent, timeline and get Michael there. Okay.
Okay.
And then go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing. I will gladly do that.
Right. Right. Call the caretaker of Rhoda Wise's house, Karen, and make sure you make an, you know, get, let her know you're coming. And so, you know, cause they can get busy and, call them and make sure you get that situated. Call them ahead of time. Let them know what Michael's situation is so they can have other people praying at the time that Michael visits the house. But what I'd like you to do, if you can remember to do this, when you firm up the plans of going to Rhoda Wise's house, send us an email. Charles Beery will get it. It's at take2@ewtn.com and let us know the dates you're going to be there so we can be praying at the same time. Okay.
Okay. Okay. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. And go there for yourself as well. Okay. Meaning go there to get the emotional strength and healing, because whatever the outcome is, okay, we go with it because that's what the Lord is permitting, right? But we need to gather up as much healing and strength as we can get. And so every time we get closer to the divine, we ask for that, and we ask for it in a big way. Okay?
We do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. But I feel strongly Michael needs to get there soon. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. But be at peace. Here's the thing. Be at peace. You know why? Because God is listening, and God has got this. We have to just participate. We have to participate with our prayers, our strength, our dedication, our focus. We just have to. So that's why we try to hold on to any type of peace, because it shows God that we're doing our part. Okay.
Okay. Yes. He probably does better at it than I have.
Oh, your son, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, he keeps such a good attitude. And
good.
Feels that God's leading him somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, I feel it too. And, you know, and the other thing too is if you can get a hold of a first-class relic, ask if you can borrow it for 2 to 3 weeks and pin it to his chest. Put it in a Ziploc bag or something to keep it, you know, safe and clean. And then pin it to his chest, went and let him sleep with the first class relic and get to know that saint in a very personal way. There have been many, many, many healings with that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay.
I appreciate you giving me all this information very much.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we're with you, Joyce. We're with you. And just keep us posted, okay?
I will. I appreciate you guys. We listen every day.
Oh, thank you. Well, we love you guys, and we love Annunciation Radio. You guys are doing a great job, so thank you so much. Okay, so we'll wait for that email when you've got your plan set for Canton, Ohio. Okay. Thank you, Joyce. Okay, Joyce is going to free that phone line for someone to jump in and share what the needs are in your life, with your family, with friends, with things going on. 833-288-3986. We'll move to Linda in Tennessee and Murfreesboro. Did I say it right? Linda, it's St. Rose Radio. Tell me how to exactly say your town. I want to pronounce it perfectly.
Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro. Okay, I came close. Okay, good. Murfreesboro. I love that. That's another one I like to say. How are you, Linda?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know, I'm blessed. I really am, because I'm still vertical. I'm still alive, so I consider that a blessing. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I had actually two reasons for my call. The first reason was prayer intentions, of course, being Friday. But also, I had called, and I was the person that was next up on the show on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. On the Miracle Show. Yep, I see you on the list. Yep.
Yeah, so it's kind of a double day for me. First of all, I would like to have prayers said for all the people and their families that are cancer survivors. Mm-hmm. My husband is a cancer survivor. He has survived spinal cord cancer and T-cell lymphoma through a bone marrow transplant from our son was a donor. And even though they're a survivor, they face people that are survivors of cancer. They have so many obstacles to overcome physically and mentally. And just because the cancer isn't there anymore doesn't mean that they don't have obstacles. And a lot of people think, oh, they survived cancer and everything's hunky-dory. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a lifelong struggle for them and their families because of what they've been through. So I would like to have prayers said for everybody and their families that are cancer survivors.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, I like to call it cancer thrivers too, because if they're thriving, you're so thrilled for them and they're doing well. But you're right, there's residual effects from going through the treatment. A lot of times depression is part of it as well. There's so many things. I couldn't agree more. I mean, I'm a two-time cancer. I went through cancer twice, so I know exactly what you're talking about, unfortunately, I should say. But it's true. And we forget, you know, once people get past cancer, we forget about it. And that's unfortunate because they've been through quite a battle, right, Linda?
They've been through a battle. My husband has been through a battle and our family has been through a battle. Mm-hmm. My son being his donor. In a battle. It was a fight just to get him tested because they said a child is never a viable donor, mm-hmm. and he was. Hmm. And it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Yeah, yeah. So I put that in the book. So we want prayers for all cancer survivors. Yes, absolutely. And anything else you wanted to share because you were waiting so long on the Miracle Show.
Yeah, the second part of it is when my husband had the bout with the spinal cord cancer, this was back when Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion, came out. And mm-hmm. I had been given a miraculous medal that had been blessed and brought back from Menjigori. And I put that thing around my neck, and at the time I wasn't Catholic yet.
Wow.
But I put it on anyway. Mm-hmm. And we went and saw The Passion. And I held on to that thing for all my might. And I prayed to the Blessed Mother through that whole movie. And the next morning was when he had to go in for his spinal cord surgery. And we didn't know it at the time, but he only had a 1% chance of even surviving the surgery, let alone walking again or anything.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And when I woke up that morning before the surgery, I had a calm about me, and we were getting ready to go, and I looked down, and the miraculous medal had turned gold, was no longer silver. When I went to bed that night, it was silver, and when I woke up in the morning, it was
incredible.
Gold, and I had prayed. I'd had my hands on my husband's neck, mm-hmm. and my left hand, my right hand clutched onto that miraculous medal, and I prayed over him all night long.
Wow.
And he survived that surgery, and he was walking, and the doctor told us, he said, "You're a walking miracle." Mm. He said, "You weren't even supposed to survive the surgery, but
wow.
I did it to, you know."
Wow. So Our Lady came through for you. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So how long ago was that?
2004.
Wow.
And
wow.
That miraculous medal, I still wear it. I've never took it off. I even wear it to the in the shower. Wow. And it is still gold to this day.
Amazing. What a miracle. You got a special gift from Our Lady. How beautiful that you're calling back in on the first day of May on the month of Mary. I love that, Linda. I don't think there was any accident. I see. I think God worked it out that you weren't able to get on the miracle show, but you were able to tell it today on the first day to honor Our Lady. I really feel that way. Do you feel it?
I do. I've got goosebumps on me right now. So
yeah,
but it is just so important to not forget to pray and to continue to pray. I mean, I was baptized into the Catholic Church in 2018 while my husband was undergoing a bone marrow transplant.
Mm-hmm.
And he was cured of that as well.
Wow.
And so I continue to pray.
Yeah.
I devoutly pray Blessed Heart, the Sacred Heart, and the Miraculous Medal rosaries. And I'm right now doing the Thursday Novena at St. Anthony.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever give out the Miraculous Medals to friends?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I've
cool.
given them, I've sent for rosaries from Fatima and given them to my nieces
mm-hmm.
and, you know, friends and stuff like that. And they know this story. And some of them look at me like, oh, really? You know?
Yeah. Well, Linda, I put you, your entire family in the book. You're in the book, and you're right. We're going to pray for cancer survivors. We also have to always remember the as you were talking, Linda, I was thinking of the poor souls in purgatory that have no one to pray for them. So the souls in purgatory, for sure. You know, there's so many people that have been kind of forgotten, and we just kind of move on with life. So we need to go back and really do that and be very intentional about it. I couldn't agree more. Linda, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling in again from the great state of Tennessee. You are awesome. Linda just freed that phone line for somebody to pick it up. There it goes. 833-288-3986. Great calls today on whom or what are you praying for on take two, but let me share some that are coming in that came in last night from Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. By the way, go to Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Please like it, share it with a friend. We're trying to grow the family there. Jessica Marie, for the peaceful repose of the soul of my dear friend Peggy and for my health issues to resolve. Definitely, Jessica Marie, we got you in the book. Jackie wants family that has passed away and prayers for herself. Absolutely. Christine, praying for my two alcoholic sons who are adults. So many legal problems, and the younger one has no real place to live. He's in a nursing home presently. Yeah, Christine, we've got to surround your sons with prayer and their guardian angels to get very active in their life. Merrily, praying for my husband's sciatic surgery pain to subside. Been in pain for almost 2 months and has been living on painkillers. Ooh, that's dangerous. So, Merrily, we gotta get that fixed there because you don't want to be dependent on painkillers. Kathy, I hope I saw your name and said it correctly. I apologize. I'm actually working with one eye today, believe it or not. I've been having trouble with my right eye. Kathy, I have a melanoma in my lungs and pelvic bone. Oh, that's, we've got to pray, Kathy. I'll put you in the book. Paulette, for a cure for cancer, for friends, especially Cindy. Yep. And Mary, for salvation. Oh, yes, we need those prayers. Okay, lots more coming in on YouTube, Facebook. You guys are calling in. Great job. Everybody's participating. That's the way to do it. But you hear the music. So we're going to hit the pause button. When I come back, we'll go back to the phones. But I have more to share with you. So stay with us on your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. Whom or what are you praying for? That's the show today on Take Two, this entire hour. This is where we storm heaven, and we continue to do so until we hear from your praise reports. And we get a lot of praise reports, actually. We've actually experienced in almost 9 years many miracles. some really big miracles and some what I would consider kind of smaller miracles, but very important miracles. And so that's important to do, and it's important to state, and it's important to use the radio airwaves in that way to build confidence in God, because the world is telling us, oh, you don't need God. The world is telling us God's not there for you, and that's a lie. And so we need to bring it to the world that God is still in the miracle business. But before we go to Joe in Northeast Ohio, Joe, hang on, don't go anywhere. I just want to do a big shout out. Congratulations going out to two more members of the EWTN radio family, KHQR FM 99.9 in Harlingen, Texas, is celebrating 6 years with EWTN, and St. Paul Catholic Radio in Augusta, Georgia, and McCormick, South Carolina, marks 12 years with us. Congratulations to Robert Holder and Michael Schwartz in Harlingen and John Prohaska in Augusta from your friends here at EWTN. Wow, Robert and Michael and John and your team, you're doing a great job. Think of all the souls in 6 years and 12 years that are being reached with the gospel message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Way to go, you guys. I love it. I could always say, do congratulations. That's so cool. Okay, Joe in Northeast Ohio, you've been waiting patiently on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. First off, I want to say thank you to Matthew, I believe your producer. He spent so much time with me on the phone, and it made a big impact and answered so many questions that I had. So big thank you to you and the team. Mm-hmm. I wanted to send out a prayer. Part of my discussions with him, I'm right now waiting for a job answer. I'm in healthcare, and I want to work with our nation's military. I have once served, and right now I'm blessed to have a good job, but I also feel unfulfilled, mm-hmm. and I'm in the process right now of being considered, and been very much waiting for an answer, and I ask for everyone for their prayers. It's kind of a childhood dream of mine, and I'm just trying to continue that mission, no pun intended. But thank you so much.
Cool. So you're going to pray to Saint Joseph the Worker, because today is the feast day, right? And Your name is Joe, so that works out perfectly. May I ask, Joe, and you shared that Matt Gabinski, our call screener, did such a nice job talking with you. And I told everybody that he is fabulous, and he's so pastoral in his approach, and I love that about Matt. But Joe, are you doing anything more in your faith life to kind of move that forward, to have God show up and work out those dreams?
I am. I've always been a practicing Catholic, not always the best. I definitely have my flaws, but I'm married with two kids. One of the things that we did, I've helped my kids go to bed. Mm-hmm. My wife and I, we've removed, after a certain time, we move the screen time, and to help them go to bed, we do the family rosary. So, mm-hmm. Sometimes they fall asleep through the rosary, but nonetheless, they do it. We routinely go to confession, probably on a monthly basis.
Awesome.
My daughter, shout out to her. She just received her first communion about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Nice.
And, but we've always go to Mass. So I incorporate in the rosary in our daily life. I was talking to Matthew about some of the struggles that I had. And some of the things that he was talking about definitely, were a little bit of the deja vu factor about how to combat temptation and some of the things that we face with other challenges in our life. Not that I still don't fall victim at times, but I've definitely noticed myself being stronger in certain ways since I've used the rosary. And I like to tell people in Lent, since we're in the time of Easter, that this was my best Lent. I actually love Lent.
Good.
Because I said, I did a lot of, self-reflection about who I am as a man, as a husband, as a father. But Matt really touched on all those things for me. And, And without even realizing a little bit of some of the things I was experiencing, he really pinpointed on a lot of those factors and other ways I can still be effective.
Right. Perfect. Perfect. So, Joe, where is your relationship with your guardian angel? Are you sharing it with your children, and are you realizing that your guardian angel is very active in your life?
Growing up, my mom always brought that up to me.
Mm-hmm.
I should probably turn to my guardian angel more.
Yeah.
Not because there's a faith issue, simply
right.
because
right.
I don't realize how much of a valuable resource and yeah. asset and person that is in my life.
Sure. Okay. So a couple things. What you want to do is pray the guardian angel prayer with your wife and your kids. So the prayer, angel of God, my guardian dear, you know, the prayer, you probably heard it as a little kid. And also Psalm 91, most translations in the Bible, Psalm 91, God's protection, right in the middle of the Psalm, it talks about how they are there to guard you and guide you. That's the key. Guard you and guide you in all your ways. So the guardian angels are assigned to us for the reason to illuminate our minds and strengthen our will. So it makes us, it gets us stronger for the journey. And I would definitely, pray and be aware that your guardian angel is active and has a mission by God himself. They're beholding the face of God at the same time ministering to you. And then once you develop that awareness that your guardian angel has a mission, ask your guardian angel to pave the way, to lead the way for these new opportunities for you, Joe. The guardian angels are amazing. And I really and truly think that would be a key part in your journey and to keep you focused and strong. Okay, Matt just said, so Matt did share with you about the guardian angel. So that's awesome. Good. See, there's confirmation right there, Joe.
Yes, he did. Yes. Yeah.
Good.
No, he was an all-star, and I really appreciate everything
Good.
That you said and what Matthew said and the generous time and dedication
oh, yeah.
given to me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I have a really good feeling, okay? So I have a feeling that within a month, you're going to call back Matt Kabinsky, and then Matt's going to get the message to us that everything is going in a really wonderful way. And when it starts moving in that direction, Joe, you guys keep going. Your family, keep going. Go deeper and deeper. Never let up. You know, don't take your gas, don't take your foot off the gas pedal yet, okay? So we definitely want... you to call back and share your story, because sometimes when you get forward movement and sometimes when things start to work out, people get on with their life and then they start to go back to old habits, old routines. You don't want to do that. I always tell people, keep your foot on the gas pedal. You know, you got to keep going. This is a journey. This is a pilgrimage. So remember that, Joe, as things start to unfold. Okay.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. I have a good feeling about this. We're going to get a call back from you, Joe. So God bless you. Thank you for trusting us with the prayers.
Yeah, I hope. I've been waiting a long time, so we'll see if they give me an answer. So
yeah.
I'll keep you all posted. So thank
okay,
you
Okay, definitely. We'll be waiting. Thanks, Joe. God bless you. Okay, so we will go to Tammy in Albany, New York. And Tammy is listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Tammy. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very much for calling in. Go right ahead.
I was calling just for prayers. My uncle passed away on Saturday, and I just was calling for prayers to make sure that his soul gets to heaven. I lost my parents about 2 years ago, very suddenly, and now him very suddenly. So I just hope we can pray that all three of them will be together in heaven. And also for his family to help them through this difficult time.
Sure. I'm sorry for your loss, Tammy. Do you feel comfortable giving us your uncle's first name?
Sure. His name is Terry, T-E-R-R-Y.
Okay. So, and I'm assuming that your uncle and your parents, they were all Catholic?
My mom was Catholic. My dad and his brother were not. They were Christian, but not Catholic.
Okay.
But I've already asked you to put my parents' name in there a couple of times.
Right.
So,
I thought that this is the same Tammy. Okay, cool. Okay, so Tammy, here's the thing. You definitely want to have masses said for them, okay? especially when, since your uncle just passed, just recently. So have masses, go to your parish, have masses said for your parents. You can, you don't have to just make it just for your uncle. I mean, masses are huge. So you put your parents and any other relatives and your uncle for those mass intentions. But I would have a series of a minimum of 30 days of masses, spread out. You can spread it out throughout the year, for your loved ones. Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I will do that.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's a spiritual game changer for those in purgatory. And if they're not in purgatory, if they're in heaven already, it doesn't matter. It still is very effective. So God never wastes anything. So you're all good.
Okay.
So yeah. And also have masses said for yourself. I have masses said for me all the time. Mass is so important. It helps to build our spiritual strength on this side of the veil, but then on the other side of the veil for purgatory, it helps to increase that purity so that people can get to heaven. It's really quite amazing what the Mass can do and does and is able to do. But unfortunately, we don't utilize and have the intention. We're not driven enough. A lot of people will say a Mass or two after somebody passes and then they forget about it. The other thing too is, Tammy, if you can actually attend that Mass, that's even more effective. If the person themselves actually attend the Mass, then it heightens the effectiveness.
Oh, I didn't know that. Thank you so much. I will definitely do that. I had one said for my mom, but I will have one said for everyone. I appreciate you.
Definitely. Oh, absolutely, Tammy. Anytime. We're always here to serve. Thank you so much for calling in. I put you in the book, too, and any personal intentions you have, too.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay, so Tammy's going to free that phone line. Let me just share this important Podcast Central, Dive Deep. I already like the title, because I say that all the time. Dive Deep, Podcast Central. Another great podcast on EWTN's Podcast Central is Dive Deep with Andrew Hansen. It gives you the truth to the tough and interesting questions about the Catholic faith and talks with guests who are building up the kingdom of God in profound ways. You can hear Dive Deep and other faith-filled podcasts from our friends and affiliates around the world, all in one place, all free at EWTN Podcast Central. All you have to do is visit EWTN.com/radio and click on Podcast Central today. Wow, I love that. Okay, let me just share this real quickly as I'm going to get back to Ron's up next. Ron, hang on. Don't go anywhere because the social media comments are coming in very fast and you guys want these announced. So, Stephen, please pray for my mother. She has fourth stage cancer. She has beat cancer once before. Thanks. Absolutely, Stephen. We'll put your mom in the book. More are coming in on social media. I'm logging everybody in the book, so don't worry about that. And we will make sure that we will start the memorare at the end of this show, and then you guys keep going with the prayers. Ron in Los Angeles is up next. And Ron has been waiting so patiently, and my computer is not working for some reason. Hold on, Ron. Don't go anywhere. Oh, on YouTube. I'm waving, Ron. Welcome to the show.
Actually, I don't have YouTube up right now, but I will wave back.
Okay. Sounds great.
I'm going to try to keep this brief so I don't have a coughing fit here. One praise report. I had a financial miracle that's going to allow me to stay in my home without this big rush of finding a new place to live.
Praise God.
The second is that this bug that I've been fighting with, 102 fever for nearly 7 days, broke about 3 days ago. I've been isolated at home, so somebody who is a delivery person was a carrier and got me sick, and it came up on me real quick. And ironically, the first day of my fever is when I got the good news about the financial help.
Wow.
But I had a few thoughts that popped in on that one. It's like, yeah, now I get sick after you. Now you give me some help. The third and a critical one is I've had a neighborhood issue with a house that's been vacant and squatters all over the place. Yesterday, I discovered something that was very important to know, that on the sidewalk in front of the property where all this chaos has been going on for the last 20, 30 years is a pentagram that was etched in the concrete, apparently, as it was drying in a spot that's been repaired for some unknown reason. But we've had police out there as recent as just a night or two ago, and it's not exactly helped my sleep and my health in this process. But I'm also extending prayers for broken families and some other issues where trust has been compromised in between family members. And it's a difficult place to be. And I've, at 64 years of age, I've known that number way too often.
Wow. So the financial miracle, I want you to know, I just looked up on the book, the Take-Two family was praying for you. Did you know that?
Oh, I'm very certain of that. I've had a number of those miracles called out for the last several months.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting just enough, as expected, to keep me able to be, able to pay my bills and not have to worry about and actually have a little something extra at the end of the month in my bank account.
God. Praise God. Oh, Ron, this is a glorious day. We're so happy for you. That is amazing. I'm glad you got through that issue with catching something from that carrier that came by. And then you got, it sounds like you got past that. So that's good. But this, you know, to have that financial stress that you were feeling, to have that kind of, you know, be relieved and you can take a breather, that is a good thing, Ron. And you need that because you need to stay strong. You've got all those health issues that you're trying to battle through each and every day. And so this is something that we definitely will say thank you, Lord, to give you that chance to just, you know, just kind of chill a bit. So that's awesome. Ron, way to go. That was a great praise report. Thank you so much. And stay strong. Don't I don't know, wear a mask or something when somebody delivers something next time, okay?
Well, I appreciate that. My prayers out to all. And my thanks for those who have prayed for me.
Absolutely. Well, we continue. So we'll continue, but keep us posted. Thank you for calling in and thank you for sharing. See, folks, this is what I was sharing about, that we have small miracles, big miracles, miracles that we've been praying for, you know, just prayers being answered in a beautiful way. So let's hear what Trish has to say in Illinois. Trisha in Illinois is waiting so patiently. Trisha, help me with your city.
Urbana.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Hi, Trisha. Welcome.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
So, my husband grew up Catholic. He left the church just straight away for no other reason. And so I was a Protestant all these years and decided to go through RCIA so I could give him reasons not to be Catholic and go, well, so that turned out, I am now Catholic. I received Easter, all my sacraments. So I just guess I need prayer. Neither one of us had good role models as far as marriage. And now I'm like trying to navigate, what does it look like to be a Catholic woman? And what does it look like to have a Catholic marriage?
Sure.
And it just feels heavy and overwhelming right now. So Need prayer, I think.
Absolutely. Well, okay, so a couple things I want to share with you. First of all, welcome home. What an amazing journey. So now you and your husband are practicing Catholics. You're home in Holy Mother Church, you know, and rather than have it be overwhelming, look at it as something, as an adventure together. So you and your husband together, explore. I would definitely stay tuned in to Catholic radio around the clock if you can, because people just soak it all in like sponges, and that's what you want to do, and you're learning and growing. Go into the catechism, you know, pick a topic with you and your husband, you know, let's say it's confession or something of that nature. All you have to do is in the search button, put confession, CCC on confession. CCC is Catechism of the Catholic Church. And it up comes the paragraphs. And you and your husband can read that together and digest that together. Beautiful. Definitely pray the rosary together, Trisha. Pray the rosary together. It's such a powerful, powerful prayer. And there's so many ways to build your marriage. We do relationship shows here on Take Two. The first Monday of every month, you can tune into Women of Grace. That's the show right before ours on Marriage Monday. Jack and Johnette give some great tools and tips. You've got the Pop Checks that give wonderful information. Dr. Ray Guarendi, of course. So you have all these resources. Be excited, Trisha, and don't rush. Just enjoy the journey with your husband. and really take it on like it's a super exciting adventure. Maybe incorporate the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. I would definitely suggest it, but I don't want to overwhelm you. But the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, very powerful. And Tricia, you're going to see, you know, like I shared earlier with the guardian angels, with Joe, your guardian angels want this for you and your husband, and they will help you. So your guardian angels are right beside you and your husband, helping you on this journey. So be excited. This is an amazing time in your life and a beautiful time for you, the two of you together as husband and wife. What do you say, Tricia?
That's perfect. Thank you. I think I needed that. I needed you to say, let it be an adventure. I mean, I did my first confession and I messed it all up. And so I cognitively, I'm like, am I going to get this Catholic thing? But that you've said that, I just flipped everything. Like, don't get so overwhelmed. You know, it's exciting. And your radio is on every room of my house 24 hours a day. So I am doing that right.
Good.
So
good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can you give us your husband's first name, Tricia?
Yeah, William.
William. Oh, that was my dad's name. I love that name. Okay, so I put you in the book. We're going to be praying for you guys. Keep us posted. Stay in touch with us. You can always email us at take2@ewtn.com. Tricia, awesome. Welcome home again. Everybody is sending emojis saying welcome home, Tricia. So way to go. What a great call. So stay in touch with us. I'm going to move real quickly to Marie in Mercer Island, Washington on Sacred Heart Radio. Marie, I've got a couple minutes and then I'm going to be praying the memoraries, but take it away. Marie in Mercer Island? Are you there? Oh, Marie? Oh, okay. Marie might have stepped away. It says, husband passed 6 months ago and oldest daughter was diagnosed with severe cancer. Second daughter also needs prayer. Okay, Marie, I'm so sorry for your loss. We put your husband, who passed away 6 months ago, and your daughters and you in our prayer book. We've got you all in the prayer book. Tara in Kansas City, Missouri, I've got you in the prayer book as well. And at Catholic Radio Network is how you're listening. And you've got an update, but I'm a little bit nervous about not being able to answer you properly. Elaine in Chicago, Illinois, for everyone with eye disease and cancer and the unborn. So, yes, I put Elaine, I put Tara, I put Marie. Okay, I just got the signal. I can take Tara. Tara, you got to go real fast in Kansas City, Missouri. I've got a minute. Go right ahead.
Oh, I am on?
Yep, you've got a minute because I'm going to lead the prayer.
A prayer for my sister. She's going to be going through some health things, but she's been a fallen away Catholic, and I'm praying that, you know, her guardian angel or somebody, you know, tries to get her so that she can go to confession and receive Holy Communion, because it's been decades and decades, and I'm just wanting her to come back to the Catholic family. Yeah,
okay.
It's my prayer. If everybody can, you know, beam their prayers to include her. She lives in Paris, and just got some good churches and stuff there. But just wanting her to get back in the family.
Absolutely. And then you have an update. Is there an update, real quick?
I called back. I guess it was in January. Mm-hmm. A parishioner. It was just really sort of awful situation as her father was ill and family members. And I mean, he's still alive. They've got him in a good nursing home, and things have quieted down. Mm-hmm. And so, prayers answered, and she was able to sort of survive through it. And so, not a miraculous turnaround, but golly, as ugly as it had been, to have some peace, and she has some nice days is certainly a blessing.
Beautiful. Okay, and I put you, Tara, in the prayer book as well for personal intentions. I'm so glad I got to squeeze you in. Thank you so much. Marie in Mercer Island, I got your prayer intentions. Elaine and the others, we are logging your prayer intentions right now. Thank you so much, you guys. Ambrose says prayers for Lillian to heal mentally and emotionally and get God God-fearing life partner. Okay, Zach, like one of your callers, needs to find a more satisfying job. Absolutely. You hear the music? Let's start the first prayer, and then you guys continue. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer us. Amen. Saint Joseph the Worker, pray for us. You guys did a great job. Now keep up the prayers, adoration, the rosary, go to Mass, anything you can do to keep storming heaven. Please do that. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about how can we honor Mary during this wonderful month of May. I love this month, so let's take it on in a big way. Thanks to the show team. We'll see you all tomorrow. Have a beautiful and blessed day.